Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to the Daily Doctor's Kitchen with me, your host, Dr. Rupi. I'm a medical doctor and cookbook author, and the Daily Doctor's Kitchen is a series of bite-sized nuggets of information all to do with food, nutritional medicine, and healthy living taken from my main podcast, the Doctor's Kitchen Podcast. And if you want to learn how to eat well every day, check out my free recipes, books, newsletter, and download the app at thedoctorskitchen.com.
I think it's something that I guess we're fortunate in that we're identical twins. So we've always had each other to support each other. And whenever we've kind of, either of us has a harebrained idea, the other one goes, great idea, Dave, let's go do it. You know, so, and then if you're feeling bad, someone can understand you without even needing to talk. You can literally just see him and you can go, I know it's what you're feeling, you know, the way. So we've been very fortunate that we've always had that unconditional support and so close, and it's been all our lives. So it's, I guess we've been very privileged in that regard. And in terms of,
but yeah, I'd say we've always been insufferable. Like we've had just boundless energy. Like we've always had, you know, we've been like greyhounds, you know, we just need large open spaces and we love chasing balls as in like footballs or golf balls, like a dog. Like we just have loads of energy and always have done. And I guess as you kind of go out into the world and you start growing into yourself and finding more and more about yourself, you get more and more confident and you feel less of a need to fit in. And I think then you become more.
And I guess as we get older now we're 41, we find, you know, eating a plant-based diet, we find meditation, swimming in the sea, you know, sleeping well, really fundamental to feeling good. And I guess back about 20 years, we gave up alcohol because growing up in Ireland, alcohol, and similarly probably in the UK, alcohol is like the social lubricant. It's like an Irish man would never dance unless they're drunk. You know, we grew up in an environment like this.
And so I think up until we were probably, I don't know what age, maybe it was 19, we'd never kissed a girl unless we were drunk, like, you know, other than your girlfriend.
As individuals, just
yeah, as individuals, that. Yeah. Like, because it was just such a social thing. Like, you needed alcohol to go meet a girl, like, and that was how it was. Yeah. And it wasn't until we realized that you could meet girls that you were sober during the day that then we realized giving up alcohol was sustainable.
Yeah, and I guess giving up alcohol meant we didn't have hangovers, and it meant just a more even distribution of our energy, that we weren't living for the weekend, that it was.
And I think it was no conscious decision to give up alcohol. We gave it up for that marathon, and then, which was only going to be 2 weeks. And then we said, let's keep it going till Christmas, which was another month. And then that 2 weeks has ended up being 20 years just by chance. Like there was no kind of black and white decision. I want to not drink alcohol. It just, we felt more ourselves and didn't feel as much of a need to fit in, and that kind of a sense, growing into yourself.
And I think that's one of the challenges with the business. And as the business has grown, like when you mentioned, did you have a 2-year plan? Our minds don't work that way. Our minds are very much in the moment, problem solvers. Let's lead, let's charge. Not necessarily strategic thinkers, not necessarily, you know, great managers. I'd say quite the opposite, appalling managers. But as the business has grown, fortunately, we got to know our weaknesses pretty quickly and realized we're good at certain things and we're awful at other things. So can we bring in other people that balance out our weaknesses, that are better at structure, better at order, better strategic planning, so that we can focus on the bits that we're good at and we can enjoy that, and the balance, we can find that harmony and that kind of nice dance within the business itself.
Yeah, I mean, it's It's really good that you have that sort of self-awareness that you can understand where your pitfalls are. And I guess on one hand, you know, it's great to have someone to be your cheerleader so you can express yourself authentically, you can be vulnerable, you can be creative, you can say yes to most ideas that come into your head. But I guess what would you say would the downsides be of perhaps your relationship as identical twins working in a business which is obviously going to be high pressure considering, you know, you have so many people relying on you?
I think one of the main things is because you're so similar, you've got the same strengths and the same weaknesses. So number one, you live in your own echo chamber. So if he says, oh, Dave, I think we should go this way, I'll go, oh, brilliant idea, Steve. And we'll go at it like a pair of blind fools. So we'll go, you know, we always have support whether the idea is good or bad. So oftentimes we'd end up doing harebrained things and people, like, we'd have so many what people would call failures and make so many mistakes.
And I think when you mentioned that topic, self-awareness, that only has come out of falling into so many mistakes and so many holes. And I think part of the reason why we've been so comfortable making mistakes is that there's always been one of us to pull the other one out of the hole.
As so here, grab onto this rope and I'll pull you out. Right, let's go that way instead.
Yeah, so I guess everyone learns differently and approaches things differently. Like you strike me, Rupi, as a much better, you know, thinker, more considerate, more deliberate. We were more of the kind of ready, fire, aim.
Even back 20 years ago when Steve was learning to be a snowboard instructor, I remember him telling me this so much. He said, like, he was learning, he was on the ramps, you know, where you're doing tricks. And he said he ended up spending a full week going up this ramp and throwing himself off it to learn this 360 spin. And he said, I threw myself off it for a full week. And this, he said, my mate Connor sat there and watched me for the full week. He said, I must have tried it 200 times and I eventually nailed it. He said, my friend watched me for the full week and he got up on his first attempt and he did it. And he just learns completely differently. Like, and it's like we learn by trial and error. Other people think and plan and organize, and that's their skill set. Ours is just happens to be quite, you know, more, as Stephen said, fire, ready, aim, that kind of thing.
I hope you enjoyed today's Daily Doctor's Kitchen. The Doctor's Kitchen podcast is where I discuss multiple topics around nutritional medicine and well-being with experts and researchers from around the globe. And you can find me on social media at doctors_kitchen. Sign up for free recipes every single week at thedoctorskitchen.com. And don't forget to download the app. I'm Dr. Rupi. Have a beautiful day.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.